Movie houses across the country were recently tasked with transitioning to digital projection. It was an expensive proposition, and many small theaters faced closure. In the Adirondacks, the Go Digital or Go Dark campaign successfully helped many small community movie houses make the upgrades. The Adirondack Film Society is celebrating the new digital projection system at the Strand Theater in Scroon Lake this weekend with screenings of the classic comedies A Night at the Opera and Sullivan's Travels. John DeLeo, the author of 5 books on classic films, will be at the theater in Scroon Lake to discuss the films and present unique clips on the golden age of movies. He says he has been steeped in movies since his childhood.
I was lucky enough to be raised in a family that loved going to the movies and loved watching old movies on television. And I think the lasting joys of classic movies are, you know, the personalities, the great stars that continue to dazzle, not just as charismatic people, but as very gifted and talented people with wonderful depths that we never get tired of sort of looking into and trying to figure out. But also, in terms of the old movies, the sort of basic storytelling skills, which I think we've lost a lot of in contemporary movies. It's an era that I just never get tired of it.
With the screening that you're coming up for in Scroon Lake this weekend, you're not just showing films, but you're also showing some other clips and showing underappreciated performances.
The program, I'm doing on Sunday night at 7 o'clock is a companion piece to a book I wrote called 100 Great Film Performances You Should Remember But Probably Don't. The basic idea behind it is very famous stars, but lesser known work of theirs, some of the neglected performances. I guess the point is, if you love these people and you think you've seen all their great work, I bet you haven't. Then I'll be highlighting about a half dozen people, all very famous actors and actresses, but maybe from in scenes from movies that the audience will not be familiar with.
Now, one of the other things that you're doing, too, and I understand this in part is thematic to the movies that are actually being shown, is that you're going to present some bloopers and other unique looks at the golden age of film.
I call it bloopers, but it's actually little mistakes that actually make it into the movies. So it's kind of fun to show little moments from very famous movies in which mistakes actually made it in that you probably missed because you're looking where you're supposed to be looking at the center of the action, and you're not looking where a mistake is going on. Sometimes it's a misbehaving extra or a wandering stagehand, or sometimes it's a costume thing where something's there and then it's not and then it's back. And so it's a continuity thing.
Well, John DeLeo, we haven't even gotten to the films that you're actually going to be doing question and answers following. One is a classic, and the other is one that people may not necessarily be as familiar with.
Right. On Saturday night at 8, we're showing A Night at the Opera, the Marx Brothers movie. It is a classic from 1935. Generally regarded as one of the funniest movies of all time. It was a huge box office success for the Marx Brothers. Even if people haven't seen the whole movie, they do probably know the most famous scene in it, which is the brothers cramming an endless number of people into a ship's stateroom, which really is one of the funniest scenes in the history of movies.
And the other movie is called Sullivan's Travels. I don't think many people are really that familiar with it these days.
Yeah, this is a film that's been finding its way to classic status over the last 75 years. It was written and directed by the great Preston Sturges, and it stars Joel McRae and Veronica Lake. One of the extraordinary things about this movie, it is still one of the best examples of a movie that's able to meld comedy and drama so seamlessly, so effortlessly. That's a hard thing to do, and it's hard to come up with that many good examples. I mean, Billy Wilder's The Apartment is another sort of classic that does that, but there aren't that many examples. It's a favorite film of Steven Spielberg's. I'd say for people who love classic movies, it's definitely considered a classic without doubt, but you're right, it hasn't moved into that, obviously, Casablanca territory.
Why do you like it?
Well, the star of it's Joel McRae. He's actually my favorite classic movie actor. He's a masterful light comedian, and he makes everything he does look very easy. He's always underplaying, and so everything he does looks kind of ageless. He's absolutely marvelous, and he gets all his laughs without looking like he's trying to be funny, and he's very touching. He's one reason I love it. Veronica Lake, too, was a very underrated actress. She was known as a glamour girl, but she was actually quite marvelous, as she proves in this one. But I love the writer-director, Preston Sturges, that wonderful ability to do physical slapstick and verbal slapstick and meld that wonderful sense of the screwball with some very real human things and managing to leave you kind of with a lump in your throat after you've been laughing so hard.
And this is to help promote and celebrate the Strand Theater in Scroon Lake getting their digital film projection equipment. How does that enhance the viewing of these older films?
You know, we don't have that many opportunities to see classic films on a big screen, particularly the black and white ones. And so to see them looking like they were made yesterday and looking beautiful, it makes me very excited. There are always things you notice when you're looking at a film on a big screen that you wouldn't necessarily notice at home. So I'm looking forward to seeing them reclaiming their former glory in a movie house.
A Night at the Opera and Sullivan's Travels will be screened at the Strand Theater in Scroon Lake this weekend with introductions and a question and answer session by John DeLeo. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.